Okay, so on 5, 4, 3. Hello!
It's July 10th.
Yes, it's July 10th of 2013. And if you can remember, way back about a year ago, almost a year ago to the day, Brendan and I, work with me here. we did a podcast last summer, and we said there's going to be more. Well, luckily, we didn't say when that more was going to be. And it turns out that more is now, smart. 1 year later. And we will endeavor to have podcasts more frequently.
Yes.
And not once every year.
And we did not disband the idea, and we do not hate each other. We are...
Yes, no. The band is still together. We've just been really busy in the studio, right? Okay, so this is going to pick up sort of from where we left off last time, except this first podcast for the summer of 2013. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what e-learning can offer you and what the library can do for you, mainly just hours and how to contact us. And then we will probably end it, and then we'll have great things for the weeks ahead. So, Brendan, why don't you go ahead and take it from here for the e-learning.
All right. So, it is summer quarter. E-learning is starting and launching Canvas. We are still having classes in Moodle, and Canvas is the new... learning management system, also known as an LMS, we are adopting it because the state of Washington has adopted it, and we wanted to unify and have a good experience for our online students in the state of Washington. So, let's see what else. Two huge changes. We have changed the default username for all students in Canvas. You'll now be using your student ID number, which is a 9-digit number.
That's true. Yeah, it's a 9-digit number.
Yes, 1, 2, 3 into 9. And the password is your global PIN number. It's a global PIN number. It's a 6 to 5 or 5 to 6. Digits long, and it's usually your birthday, unless you have changed it.
Okay.
And if you can't get into Canvas, contact the e-learning office. Our number is 360-992-2654, and again, that's a big change for the username to be the 94 number. So just be aware of it.
And that's only for Canvas, correct?
That's only for Canvas.
Because there are still classes being held online in Moodle.
Which is back to Moodle. The username is the first initial dot, your full last name. If there's a multiple J Smiths, you're number 5 or 6. That's not the case in Canvas. So that is a huge change. And if you're new to Moodle, your password will be the last 6 of your student ID number.
But that's only for Moodle.
That's only for Moodle.
Okay.
Only for Moodle, yes. And now our hours of operation at the e-learning office are from 8 to 4:30. And that includes the tech side of the house. And we also have an online ticketing system that is staffed from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., and that's including weekend hours or weekend Saturday and Sunday, and you can turn in a ticket anytime between, you know, the 24-hour period of a day, and you will get a response within that 5 to 9 time. 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, again, the e-learning office number is 360-992-2654. And now, I forgot to, before I pass it off to Zachary.
I was just going
to
ask, what about those students with mobile devices?
Yeah, I know. So the mobile devices, mobile users, welcome. We have a nice little Canvas app that Canvas has... for every Canvas instance or institution, they have an app that is very good, but One thing to be aware of when you're using the app or logging on in your browser in Safari on your iPhone, or for Android users using Chrome or Firefox, or I haven't used an Android browser or whatever you guys have. When you use that browser, it will ask you for your email address. Do not use your email address. You will not be able to get logged in. You'll get very confused and frustrated.
So what do they use?
Use the student ID number.
Oh, so when I'm using my tablet or my smart mobile device, my my phone, mm-hmm. and it prompts me for an email, ignore mm-hmm. that.
Ignore that.
And put in the student ID number and then my global PIN for the password.
Correct.
Okay.
That's it.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will just briefly talk about the library. The term started July 8th, so mm-hmm. that was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And the library will be open from July 8th through August 29th, Monday through Thursdays only, so 4 days a week. The Connell Lewis Library is open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and then it's closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then there is an Information Commons out at the CTC, the Columbia Tech Center, and that is actually open at 7 a.m., so an hour earlier out there than it is here. And it closes also at 6 p.m. Now, that is also only open 4 days a week. It's closed Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. If you need help with anything, if you want to call the main library, Connell Library, that is at, the number you can call is 992-2151. So the number again is 992-2151. And if you need help with your assignments or finding information through one of the databases, you can call the reference desk mm-hmm. at 992-2375. That's 992-2375. Now, if you need to call the Information Commons, their number is 992-6138. It's 992-6138. And then also, if it's past 6 p.m. and no one will answer the phone, you can try the Ask a Librarian feature from the library's webpage. It is in that blue bar right below the name Clark College Libraries. It's in the middle of the webpage, or the webpage there, and it's labeled Ask a Librarian. You can either get help via chat, or you can use the email feature, and one of the librarians will pick up your email within 24 hours and get back to you as quickly as possible. So, we've covered the times that we're open, and we've covered how you can get help. We've covered logging in to Canvas and how to use your smart mobile devices. Anything else you want to cover?
Well, you know what? I have to admit something. I'm crazy. I know it's not something new.
This is not a revelation.
No, it's not. It's really not. The summer hours for e-learning, I was incorrect on Fridays. The Monday through Thursday, it's open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. But on Fridays, starting this Friday, the 12th, we are on changed hours, and we will be closing our shop up at 12 p.m.
12 p.m. at noon?
Yes, at noon, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know.
And so, yeah.
And just so you know, all the information that we put here will be in the links for the blog post that this is going to be put up on. So mm-hmm. you can get a link and click on it and get to those web pages and get to those telephone numbers again easily. So, okay, we don't have any theme music to start up or end with, mm-hmm. so we're just going to end here, mm-hmm. and we will have another podcast. I don't know what it will be like, but it'll be next week sometime, and we will not make you wait another year, though I'm sure many of you will wish that you had to wait another year.
Sure.
If you have any questions or concerns, uh-huh. Like we said last year, don't ask because we don't want to answer. Yeah. No, that's not true. That only works for Click and Clack, the Car Talk guys. My email address is zgrant, zgrant, at clark.edu.
And my email is B as in boy, P as in Paul, U as in uniform, S as in Sam, and T as in Tom, bpoost@clark.edu.
And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Nice use of the phonetic alphabet. Good job. All right, so we're going to call it quits here for this week, and we will have one for you next week. All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.